Reeling from the cancellation of her hit TV show, June Wood has nothing left to lose when a mysterious email lures her back to the New York City brownstone she once called home before she moved to Los Angeles. Thanks to a clause in the former owner's will, she and her old roommate, Adam Harper, now own the multi-million-dollar property. Or at least they will in a month, once all the paperwork is signed. 4 weeks, then June can return to her life in L.A. and forget about New York City and everything she left behind. Sure, the fact that June and Adam are estranged and haven't even spoken in 5 years, and that their friendship didn't exactly end on good terms, might complicate matters, but this is an opportunity of a lifetime. As the autumn leaves fall around them, through shared meals and late-night conversations, old wounds and long-buried sparks resurface, and it becomes strikingly clear. June and Adam have unfinished business. Confronted with the consequences of their choices years before, they must now navigate the minefield of their past the best way they know how, together. Second chances are always a risk, but maybe if they get it right and are finally honest with each other and with themselves, it could be different this time. This is Carol McPherson. Please join me for Joss Richards' It's Different This Time.